Hello, friends. Welcome to the F-Society IRC podcast, a Mr. Robot review show. I'm your host, Hiroja Shai.
Hello, and welcome to F-Society IRC podcast. I'm your moderator, Hiroja Shai, and this is episode 5 of the 7 film series that I believe have some influence on the show, Mr. Robot. This is the review of the movie Shallow Grave. So, Shallow Grave, the movie itself, came out in the 90s. It's about 3 friends who discover their new flatmate dead but loaded with cash. It's directed by Danny Boyle. Carrie Fox is Julia Miller. Christopher Eccleston is David Steffens. And Ewan McGregor is Alex Law. This is fairly early in all these actors and even the director, Danny Boyle's career. It is was one of those indie art house films that came in the wave of the, the beginning, like, it's not Pulp Fiction, it's Reservoir Dogs, Clerks, films of that nature during the 90s. Now, the reason why we're talking about this film is that it pops up in-universe on episode 8, Do Not Delete Me. This is the film that Edward Alderson was going to take Elliot to go see in effort to bond and make up for something. We're not really quite sure what exactly Edward is making up for towards his son, towards Elliot, but there is some kind of fracturing of the relationship. Because we know that Edward didn't push Elliot out the window. We get this information from Darlene, who remembers around the age of 4 of Elliot coming home very distraught, smashing his own stuff, and himself, which is something that everyone's kind of suspected, pushed himself out the window. You know, he jumped out himself. But we don't know why Elliot did this. We don't know the nature, the fracturing of the distrust between Edward and Elliot. That hasn't been revealed to us. But we do know that it's some kind of a traumatic event had occurred and Elliot reacted this way. We also, in this episode from Do Not Delete, is the first appearance of Mr. Robot, the fractured personality that is Elliot, appears in this episode as well. So why I want to talk about how this episode might have a bit of a influence. You know, it was a rated R film. Well, while it wasn't very gory, it had very adult themes. It was kind of a weird, single room film, you know, where everything takes place in one place, and it does. Normally those type of films are very like haunted house films or very dramatic films, which is this film is very dramatic. Basically, these three friends are, you know, they're flatmates. That's what they call roommates back in jolly old England, and is implied that they're, you know, met through university or in university. They take on this guy. They needed someone left and they needed the money. And they're interviewing all these people to be their flatmates. And they're just very asshole about it, you know, peppering them with all these questions, critiquing them, criticizing them. They finally pick this one guy and it turns out he's on the run with all this money that's associated with basically the mob, if you will. He dies. They find this money and they decide, you know, what they need to do about it. And as a result of this, you know, the different dynamics within the friendship fractured. The character played by Christopher Eccleston, David and Alex by Ewan McGregor, they are best friends and have been best friends for a very long time. Somehow Juliet comes into the picture at some point in their friendship and is a bit of an object of their affection on the part of both Alex and David. And whatever the tensions that have been before, the little irks or quirks about each individual personality kind of manifests. And they start panicking, they start turning on each other, they start betraying each other, all over this bag full of money, basically. And betrayals left and right, team-ups, you know, undercut hands, you know, where the money is hidden, it disappears one day, someone hid it, they're accusing each other. Turns out that, you know, David and Juliet were going to run away with each other, but maybe not really. Maybe Juliet was using David so she can get to the money. Alex thought he had a partnership with Juliet. You know, it's just crazy. It's greed. They could easily have split the money in three ways and parted, if you will. There's a, you know, the police a little bit involved, if you say, because they did bury this body in a shallow grave. It does get discovered. The guys that are after this roommate that died are looking for this money. I think they have it. So there's a lot of pressure on them. Eventually, what ends up happening, there's a big, huge fight, a showdown over the money. David, like I said, David and Juliet were going to split. Fight ensues. People are getting stabbed. Eventually, David dies. Juliet ends up stabbing an injured Alex, takes the suitcase and leaves. Alex is pleading with her not to do that, but she leaves anyway. She gets to the airport, and it turns out that there's no money in the suitcase, which is a trope that it mind boggles me that is still pervasive in the film, that no one checks the bag or the box or whatever it is that they are absconding with the loot. Never checks to verify. No one ever does it. They just leave. They assume. It turns out it's a bunch of cut up, I believe it's phone books of some sort, papers in the bag to make it have the weight and feel of money. So she's screwed. She has these tickets. She's trying to leave and she realizes she doesn't have any money. And now she's going to probably be wanted for murder of not just one, but two men. And the theft of this money at the same time. Alex, who's dying or allegedly dying, is not implied if he's actually dead or not, because the police do come in. They barge in. I guess somebody called the police. They find the dead David. And they find Alex, you know, stabbed into the ground of their apartment. And below him, as the detective is talking over, and you realize he's still kind of alive, maybe just dying, he's kind of a little bit of a laughter, is that there's the money is below the floorboards. So that's pretty much how the film ends. It's like, I guess you could say it's a kind of a indie heart. Art house film noir type of a movie or a crime caper, if you will. And why I think this film may have an impact on the series is I think it might have not an impact of the past seasons, if you will, but, and you kind of see some of the dynamic of friend betrayals, if you will, within the F Society group, or the splitting, if you will. Particularly with the fact that, you know, Darlene has basically ratted everybody out to the FBI. The fact that, you know, there was a team up of Trenton and Mulby, and then we know what happened to them. The whole dynamic between Mr. Robot, Elliot, and I'm blanking on his name, Mr. Bonsoir, Tyrell. I don't know why I'm blanking on his name. Tyrell. And these different friendship dynamics, even you have to, in some sense, you have to put Irvin in there and White Rose and what used to be her second. I don't think the second has ever been named. That ends up dying in the barn at the end of season 3. There's all these different kind of friendship and friend-enemy dynamics going on in the series. I think that with the appearance of Vere popping back up at the end of season 3 and going into season 4, I think there's a possibility that we're going to see money being involved. Of course, Elliot is responsible for the fact that Vere lost his drug trade, his little drug empire that he had, lost his money. Vere's a smart guy. He's probably already well aware of the fact that Elliot is very much responsible for the collapse of E Corp, all the money, if you will, you know, kind of vanishing or getting locked up and then being re-released. So I imagine at some point that the loot, if you will, and the item in question could be either the E Corp finances or possibly, and let's talk about the E Corp finances. Where there might be like a Vere, Elliot, Mr. Robot, maybe possibly Darlene dynamic in here in trying to get this money and going. You know, Darlene wants to bail basically eventually. You know, she wants to protect her brother. But she's not wanting to stick around, really. She wants things to be over with. She's lost tremendous, if you will. A lot of relationships have been betrayed. So there's a strong possibility that whatever money play that Vera is seeking and wants Elliot to have a hand in, that might kind of play, and nobody really walks away a winner. It could be a hint to what's going to happen with the Washington Township plant. I mean, you have White Rose, Price, Elliot / Mr. Robot, all centered around here. Even Angela is in play. Then you, of course, have, you know, basically everyone's in play here. And it might be, there might be a play for when the Washington Township plants parts start moving through customs and start moving by ship to go to the Congo. There might actually be a play for that, whether it be by Price directly or Angela trying to do another comeback against White Rose to try to, you know, expose the evil, if you will, and make people play. Whether Mr. Robot or Elliot are still trying to get after the 1% of the 1%. There could be some kind of friendship enemy dynamic where people are just betraying each other right and left to gain this prize and end up walking away with nothing. Because the Washington Township plant, for all that has been put into all this effort by the White Rose, by Elliot and Mr. Robot taking it down, Edward Alderson being the one to help make it happen, Price securing his position as the CEO of E Corp and then losing it to protect Angela. Angela trying to, you know, find out information to try to realize, you know, how her mother was poisoned and all these other people were poisoned. Colby, all this stuff that is for naught. Whatever the project is, time travel, the best energy plan ever. It's nothing. It's just a bunch of paper in a phone book. It's a bunch of uselessness, if you will. And the actual real prize, if you will, might be something innocuous or something that's not even really there. And everyone is killing each other for nothing. When perhaps maybe all these players could have split the loot, split the prize, shared the wealth, if you will, but because of ego and pride and ambition and vengefulness and hurtfulness and all these different emotions, that is not what's going to happen. So that's my one thought on this, is either Veer with some kind of money scheme to get his money and drug empire back into play, whether taking money from E Corp or from somebody else and having Elliot, Mr. Robot doing this. There might be a little shallow grave dynamic. Maybe even the Dom, Darlene, and Irvin dynamic with the fact that Santiago was killed and chopped up, if you will, and he's in some shallow grave somewhere. And Dom now has secured a position within the FBI. Darlene is still her informant, and Irvin is her handler, or Dom's handler, to the White Army. That there might, or not the White Army, but the Dark Army through to White Rose. There might be some kind of betrayal there, because after all, Dom and Darlene kind of got together. There was a bit of a friendship. Irvin's on the kind of the outside, but he has a very invested interest to make sure that Dom is still informing to them about what's going on with all the different investigations into, you know, the Dark Army, into E Corp, into the Washington Township plant, and making sure those things are curtailed, especially with the terrorism investigation to the 71 buildings. To make sure none of that blows back to the Dark Army or not to people that they don't want it to be associated with. So there might be a little power play there where a bunch of betrayals and blood is going to occur. But I think really it might boil down to, again, to the Washington Township plant and the fact that everyone's pursuing this big money grab, if you will, this big idea, this white whale, and it is not there. All these betrayals happen and someone walks away thinking that they walked away with the prize and it's nothing but a bunch of papers. It's a bunch of hopes and dreams and bullshit, if you will. And the real object, the real desire is buried away somewhere where no one's been going to be able to find it. And via their death, it's done. There's no way to revitalize the Washington Township plant, if you will. Or whatever that device is that's housed there. So those are my two cents. This is more, I think, the thematic elements of that film might play into season four, which is something I'm looking forward to. The other thing is just as emotional, emotional pause, if you will, for Elliot, because it's obvious that everything changed, or is one of the events that where everything changed for Elliot, where we saw the manifestation from Mr. Robot that day that his father basically had the heart attack and died for all intents and purposes. I think that the plea on the part of a father to try to connect to his son with this object of desire, if you will, this cool new toy that's going to make things better of a rated R film, kind of hints to the fractured need, very much the fractured nature between Edward and Elliot, and how deep the fracture is and how the disconnect is, and how we still really fundamentally don't know why that bond is severed. We just have seen the aftermath of the severing the bond and the dramatic change of Elliot from being what appears to be an average kid to a child that has these delusions of split personality, where he is basically talking to the manifestation of his father, this dark personality, and has these very disconnected emotional viewpoints of the world. I mean, after all, this personality that he has, and even himself, the self that he presents to everybody, planned a techno revolution, this hacker group, to collapse basically the economic infrastructure of the entire world. So there's just that, you know, that entire episode, Don't Delete Me, which I spoke about in my review about being a very much a ghost story, kind of plays into that, because you think of the echoes of friendship, the disconnect, the animosity, the resentment, the things that are not said and dealt with early on, and communication. Very key into this whole entire movie is the lack of communication, and the fact if people communicated better and stated what they wanted, they needed from each other, and responded and respected and came to some kind of either a consensus or understanding, or just simply saying, this is not working, and walking away. Much of the problems that occurred in the movie Shallow Grave would not have happened, or would not have ended with a bloodbath and greed and the splitting and the money, and not splitting the money and moving on, if you will. Which I think might be the hint for, really the fundamental hint for what's in play for season four. So that's it. This is my review of the movie Shallow Grave, which is part of the seven film set that I think has significantly influenced the Mr. Robot series. Until next time, logging off for now.
This has been a Horosha Shine Space Odyssey Network production.